I'd like to just pretend. You cling to your papers and pens. Wait until you like me again. Wait for your love.
And Mocha.
Call me up 416-870-8888.
Kiss 92.5.
Victoria, hello. Welcome to the Roz and Mocha Show.
Hi, how are you guys?
Good, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
What's up?
I just have a question for you and Roz, actually.
Yeah, okay, go ahead.
So the question is, if you had to book a family vacation around your child's favorite movie, where would you go and what activities would you plan?
Oh, right now, it would be so easy. Probably going back to Disney and visiting Galaxy's Edge, the Star Wars area.
Right.
Because he's still into all of that. Like, we went 1 year. He had no idea. He hadn't watched really, like, any of the movies. He didn't get into it until after we got back from the trip.
Right.
So he's fully, fully into it. Or, like, anywhere that's got Lego or a Super Mario. You know that new...
It's easy for you because he's still into all those things that where you could go
yeah.
places in the world and see those things.
Like that Super Mario section, I think at Universal maybe, or wherever it is, the Super Mario Land.
Yeah.
Like, he'd be into that.
Right.
For sure. What's Fox into these days?
She's into 14? A lot. She's into a lot of murder mysteries. She's into a lot of British shows. Like, she and Catherine live on BritBox.
Really?
Oh my God. That's her whole life. That's what they watch is British murder mysteries. Right? That's her, and Key and Peele.
Oh, okay.
And South Park. I mean, if I could take her to South Park and go to like that Taco Loco place or whatever the hell
yeah,
it's called,
yeah.
I'm sure she'd have a great time there. But she is very much into like when it comes to movies, into just like that British aesthetic. But she's already been to the UK, so I don't know. I think that she's very much drawn to Europe.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Very much drawn to Europe. Not so much the U.S., although she really loves California. And she loved Nashville as well. But she's very much into sort of Europe. Her whole thing is that she doesn't like hot.
Really?
No.
Oh, wow.
Like, this weather right now is her favorite weather. Huh. Like, fall, sort of like 15, 16 degrees. That's her favorite
so
weather.
So if you said like, yo, we're going to go on vacation to Mexico, it's like 40 degrees
every
day.
She would be dreading it every single day.
Really?
Every single day before we left and then every single day while we were there.
Wow.
And the problem is that Catherine's sort of the same way too.
Wow.
So like when they go away on their own, like they've been to Iceland twice, right? They went to Portugal in the winter and went to the islands where it was like windy and rainy. And, you know, they love that. But they do not go hot. At all.
Really?
So for me to suggest something, like, and it really takes a lot out of me because I love hot.
Same.
I love Mexico. I love the islands. I love all of that stuff. And they just won't go with me.
Damn.
Right. And I won't go to Iceland with them.
Uh-huh.
Right. So we sort of split vacations and we meet in the middle, you know, with places, you know, like let's go to, you know, like let's go to Europe or, you know, we want to go to Italy kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
Right. But not in the summer.
Damn.
Right. We were going to go to Italy last year. I had this whole beautiful thing, this whole trip planned.
Yeah.
And it was like, it was a heat wave and they're like, we're not going.
Wow.
So we pivoted and we went somewhere else.
Damn.
Yeah. It's crazy.
So I
don't know, but if she could go on some sort of like walking tour where they could find a body somewhere in London and then get together with a group of people to try and solve the crime.
Oh, don't they have like those Jack the Ripper?
Yeah, but I think she would want to
like
actually
tours?
Do like a murder,
like find a real body,
like murder mystery, but only in the streets of London.
Oh wow.
I think
late
at
night.
Yeah, I think she would
it's gotta be foggy
super
outside.
Super into that.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Thanks so much, Victoria. Appreciate you listening. How long have you been listening to the Roz and Mocha Show?
Probably since I was 10.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Well, how long is that?
I'm 26 now.
Okay.
I'm 26
wow.
now. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
The duration of the show.
As long as I can remember. Yeah. Yeah.
Between Roz and Mocha, who's your favorite?
Mocha.
Hey.
Hey.
Love that. Go. Love you. Have a great day.
Thank you so much. You too.
Still to come on the Roz and Mocha Show.
Yo! DM deep dive. We are almost at that time to find out what you are saying to us.
Maria, what do we got coming up today?
All right. We have a very interesting roles question. We're talking about next steps for my fitness plans and nicknames for Shem.
The Roz and Mocha Show.
Live on Kiss 92.5.
Celebrating mornings for 15 years.
Oh, I leave quite an impression. 5 feet to be exact. You're wondering why half his clothes went missing. My body's where they're at. Now I'm gone, but you're still laying next to me. 1 degree of separation.
DMs that you are sending in to us. We love talking about them on the show every day.
Maria, what do we got in the DMs today?
All right, Tatiana says, if the five of you all lived in a castle back in the hierarchy days, what would everyone's roles be? King or queen, servant, village idiot, soldier, princess, and more.
Bro, this is not fair. It's not.
Sham.
Go ahead and just take servant role and let you guys do the rest.
Let's say you had to pick.
Nah, I'm not playing this game. I'll do the rest.
You wouldn't be allowed to play the game on the show.
Like, yo, this is a trap right here.
Okay. Shem, if you had to be a servant role back in the day, right?
Oh, okay.
Would you prefer to be like kitchen?
Like inside or outside of the grass?
That's not what I'm asking. We're talking medieval times. Okay?
Right.
We're not talking, you know, in the field times.
Yeah, we're not talking about less than 100 years ago.
Realistically, if we're talking those times, we would all be slaves.
Yeah.
We would all be in the basement, all of us.
No.
Maybe they would bring Maury up every now and then to laugh at him.
Yeah.
Right?
You guys don't think I'd be the princess?
You?
Yeah.
Based on what?
Based on everything.
Triggered, right?
You know what I mean? What do you mean? Yeah,
I know. I look at this. Look at this. I know how you were raised.
All right. Next DM, Maria. Let's move on before this gets worse.
I'm going to be the princess! Be the princess! All right. Vincent says, what is next for Maria after finishing her first ever half marathon? Any big plans fitness-wise? We all know she is our fit queen. All right, fit queen. Wow, that's a good one.
What's the next thing?
I'm actually
be a princess.
Being a princess is my next venture. No, I'm actually doing this thing called the body recomposition.
Which is what?
Which is when you eat, it's like kind of like a bulk in a sense, where like you basically eat a lot of protein and put on a lot of muscle, and then you do a little shred towards the spring, summer, so I can put on a lot more muscle mass.
Oh, nice.
How do you do that? What do you eat?
I'm eating a lot of protein, so a lot of like chicken, protein powder, all of that kind of stuff.
All right.
Yeah.
Bulk up. There you
bulk
go.
Bulk up. Yeah, like, so you put some muscle on.
Bulk up to the point of where you're going to have to buy new clothes?
No. I don't have money for a whole new wardrobe. Okay. But mainly just like so that like, I don't know, I just are more defined.
Gotcha.
One more DM, please, Maria.
Yeah, Laura Lee says, of all the nicknames Shem has been given, if he had to get rid of one, which one would he make go away?
So we got Shem, well, that's your name. We got Shemmy, which we got from your ma. We got Cheesecake, and we got Cookie Burger.
Also Crybaby.
Crybaby as well, yeah.
Well, none of those nicknames actually bother me. The one that used to bother me was Hemorrhoids, or Shemroids, is what it used to be called. That was never fun. Didn't love that name.
So moving forward.
And your parents had no idea, huh?
None.
Like, just no idea how cruel kids can be, bruh. Right?
I used to be called Shem Brulee, Creme de la Shem, which are all somewhat flattering, I think.
Yeah. Shemroids is the one, though.
But Shemroids or Hemorrhoids? Oh, that was the worst.
Were these white, like a lot of white people giving you those names? Or
honestly, a mix. Everybody. Yeah, everybody was giving me that name. Yeah. But yeah, Shemroids was the worst.
At brutal. Shem on Instagram, go to his latest post in the comment section and just load it up with Shemroids.
I feel like Shem's name is easy to make nicknames.
It's so easy.
Right? Like, that's why. Did you guys ever have any, like, really weird nicknames?
So easily. No, not really.
Nah, how about you?
No.
Yeah, people used to, you have to bleep this.
Okay.
People used to like joke around in high school and call me Pep.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And then like
can I send people to Maria's Instagram and have them load up the comment section?
Yes. No.
What was yours, Maury?
Morphine.
Morphine? Who called you Morphine?
Luke Fair did.
Who's that?
He's now a famous DJ.
Oh,
that guy?
Okay. Really? Because I've been to many music festivals. I've never heard of
Luke Fair. One guy. That was it? Just Morphine?
Morphine, yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
Right. Thank you, everyone, for all of the DMs that you are sending in. We talk about them every day on the show. Maria Pat gets them.
Oh, come on.
Oh, my God.
And we talk about them.
Should have never said anything.
It's Roz and Mocha.
The biggest hits.
The best throwbacks.
On Kiss 92.5. I'm good, yeah, I'm feeling alright. Baby, I'ma have the best freaking night of my life. And wherever it takes me, I'm down for the ride. Baby, don't you know I'm good, yeah.
Kiss 92.5.
Home of Roz and Mocha.
Celebrating mornings for 15 years.
So we all know that Maria is very loud at home early in the morning before she leaves to come in to work here on the Roz and Mocha show. She still lives at home with her parents always dropping stuff.
Not intentionally.
Mm-hmm. Not intentionally, no. But like water bottle, drops stuff down the stairs, her gym bag.
Clomping. And you clomp too.
What do you mean I clomp?
You clomp.
Like this.
Yeah, you clomp.
I do not.
Oh, yes, you do.
If she leaves the house, sometimes she forgets her phone and has to go back in.
Clomp, clomp.
Right? And then, wait, how long after you leave or how long into the day does your dad then text you to be like, what the hell was all that noise?
Sometimes it's right away, depending on the annoyance.
Yeah.
And then sometimes he'll wait till I get home, come find me in the house, and just be like, what's wrong with you?
So another incident happened, right? Where Maria's dad is very upset, or I guess annoyed, but also her sister Demetra, her younger sister, who usually like law school, Ottawa, is not in the house at all, but is back, I guess, this week for reading week, right? Mm-hmm. So you get her sister and her dad who are upset with her over what happened at like 4 o'clock in the morning yesterday, was it?
Yeah.
And what happened? Tell everyone what.
I was going about my morning. I was quiet, not even a little noise.
Yeah.
I opened my freezer, and whoever stacked the frozen meat in the freezer did not stack them right. So I opened the freezer, and a bag of frozen burgers comes flying at me, slams on the ground, and slides all the way across the kitchen.
Okay. So at that point, anyone in the house wake up, come downstairs to see what was going on?
No, they probably were just...
Because they know.
No, they don't. Even if it fell on my head, I don't think they would have gotten up.
So Maria could have been passed out all day.
you could still be there.
So Maria gets home yesterday, and the conversation, her dad and her sister are sitting there, and the conversation starts, and Maria records.
Well, I want to know what happened this morning.
What happened this
morning? Yeah, okay. So I opened the freezer, and I almost got decapitated and my foot broken because I opened the freezer, and the burgers that you probably put in the freezer came flying at my face and fell on the floor. So don't you dare blame me for opening the freezer. Why were the burgers stuck in the freezer like that? That's your packaging issue.
Why are you opening? First of all, it's not just the burger flying out. You walk like this. Oh, let me go back.
Yo,
I told you.
Clomping.
I told you. You clomp.
Okay. I am not a horse.
You got Fumbleina walking around.
I do not walk that heavy. Do you know who your daughter is sitting here? She sounds like a 7,000-pound elephant when she walks
by. First of all, I think you and your dog need to move out because this guy was barking at 7 o'clock in the morning because Dad got home.
Me and my dog don't need to move out when you don't even live here anymore.
What did you do the night before? Because when you get ice, this is what you do.
The clomping.
That's my hand, apparently.
That is your getting ice.
That is not... It's not my fault that the ice sticks.
And on top of that, she drops the ice on the floor and it goes across the entire floor.
Honestly,
so you can hear the ice going... And you can even hear the sliding of the ice.
It's not my fault that the ice sticks together. Then my water is going to be warm all day. Romeo!
No, don't go to your mom. She's insane.
You're insane.
What are you doing in the freezer in the first thing in the morning?
I'm trying to get ice.
For what?
My water.
What are you? Oh, God. when everybody else in the house is sleeping, guess what? You drink room temp.
No.
Yeah.
No, I won't drink it.
Yeah, you're drinking room temp at that point.
Walk like this.
Yes.
No, I don't.
Oh, sorry. I forgot something. Oh, let me go back.
Yeah. Roz and Mocha.
Celebrate mornings
on Kiss 92.5.
If I'm turning blue, please don't save me.
10 minutes.
Isabella is going through a really difficult time in her marriage.
How do I deal with a husband who's crossing boundaries while we're on the brink of destruction?
So this is one of these, is it cheating or is it not cheating? Isabella has been with her husband for 21 years. They got 3 kids. He just decided that he wanted to end the marriage. They're still living together for the kids. He's got women on the side and then comes home at the end of the night and crawls back into bed with her. Even though they agreed to separate, is this cheating?
Roz and Mocha's Fix My Life. Weekday mornings at 7:30
on Kiss 92.5.
Now that we've turned the clocks back, it's time to turn up the heat and book your sunshine with redtag.ca's unbeatable vacation deals to paradise.
Yeah, whether you want a spontaneous trip or a well-planned vacation, redtag.ca has flexible options for everyone, ensuring you can enjoy sunshine whenever you want.
More sunshine means more smiles. As always, treat yourself. Visit redtag.ca/kiss to book your next vacation package with exclusive savings for Kiss 92.5 listeners. Certain conditions apply. Redtag.ca celebrating 20 years.
Hi, welcome to McDonald's.
Hi, can I get a...
Yep, the McValue menu has a lot of delicious options for under $4 each plus tax. So it's okay to take
a
minute when ordering. The McValue menu. At participating McDonald's restaurants in Canada, prices exclude delivery.
Imagine this. The sound of a helicopter touching down on a mountain peak. The crunch of snow under your skis. And the feeling of total freedom. Is it your imagination? Or is it your possible? Find your possible. Play Lotto 649 for a chance to win the classic jackpot or the gold ball jackpot of $24 million. Buy your ticket today.
Harvey's knows Canadians are open-minded. Some look at a burger and say, spice it up with jalapenos and hot sauce. And others say, why would you want to do that? Mild or wild, we say it's always up to you. Harvey's. It's a beautiful day.
This is the sound of an exciting Black Friday sale.
And this is the sound of an exciting Black Friday sale at Sleep Country. Black Friday just isn't the same at Sleep Country, except for the best deals on the best brands. Like hot prices on headboards, starting at only $249. Plus, take advantage of our unbeatable price guarantee. We will beat any competitor pricing. Don't miss out. The Black Friday event is on now at Sleep Country. Speak to a sleep expert for full details.
From November 7th to 13th, the Great Save event is on at Sport Check. Take 25% off full-priced items on the top brands in sport. Plus, save up to 50% on featured door crashers. See in store or sportcheck.ca for more details.
At Toyota, we believe your vehicle is more than just a ride. It's family. So make sure it's prepared for whatever Mother Nature has in store. Because winter's a lot like some people's in-laws. It's cold, shows up unexpectedly, and refuses to leave. Trust the experts at Toyota for premium winter tires, batteries, brakes, and more. Beat the winter rush. Book an appointment at shoptoyota.ca or contact your local Toyota dealer today.
My parents have had a lot of time on their hands lately. At first, it was nice. Hey, Mom, can you drive me to soccer practice?
Sure can.
We're having slow-cooked ribs for dinner.
It was awesome. And then it became a lot. Some friends are coming over to watch a movie.
Ooh, what are we watching? I'll make some popcorn.
Thanks to Voilà, they can order all our fresh favorites from Sobeys, Farm Boy, and Longo's online, which is super reliable. And now my parents are reliable. A little too reliable.
Voilà, your groceries delivered. Just like that.
Until November the 18th, live and listen to all the magic of an Air France rendezvous.
Whoa.
It's time to book your rendezvous with Paris, starting at $749, or Barcelona, starting at $859 return, from Toronto, tax included. You can enjoy a glass of champagne however you fly, economy included. Elegance is a journey. Air France. Travel from November 1st to December 14th, 2024, and from January 8th to April 30th, 2025. See conditions at airfrance.ca.
Mark's pre-Black Friday sale is November 7th to 10th. For 4 days only, take 25% off full-priced items store-wide. Plus, save up to 60% on door crashers. Visit Marks and Marks.com to shop and save.
Yeah. The Roz and Mocha Show.
Brought to you by redtag.ca.
On Kiss 92.5.
Sweet, till you left me on my knees, took my heart.
had your chance, but you blew it. Thought you buried me, but I'm alive and living my best life.
Yes.
Tell me, how's it feel?
Huh?
Yeah, I was hot then, but I'm even hotter now.
Fix my life.
What advice can you guys give me?
Okay, so my question is...
Got a problem you can't fix.
Roz and Mocha got you.
Isabella, hello, it's Roz and Mocha.
Hi, how are you?
Good, girl. I know there's a lot going on in your life. Why are you here on FML?
How do I deal with a husband who's crossing boundaries while we're on the brink of destruction?
So before I read this, I'm going to let everybody know that this is one of those, is this cheating or is this not cheating? Mm-hmm. So now let me go here. Isabella, you wrote this. Hey, Roz and Mocha, fix my life. I'm 42, married with 3 kids, and my husband of 21 years recently decided to end our marriage due to financial stress and loss of trust. We agreed to stay together for the kids until the new year while I prepare for a new life on my own, including finding a full-time job and a new place to live. Recently, I discovered he's been messaging another woman claiming he doesn't know her. Within days, he sent her personal photos and expressed strong feelings for her. He initially hesitated about meeting her, but eventually lied to me, saying he was meeting an old coworker. Their meetup was intended to be more intimate, and he even showed her the condoms he planned to use.
Oh, wow.
Is this cheating, even though we're, quote, separating? We have no legal separation in place, but it feels like infidelity to me. I'd appreciate an outside perspective.
So when you said that he decided to end the marriage due to financial stress and loss of trust in you, in the marriage, what's that about?
In the finances.
Oh, okay.
So the separation, the breakup is all about money, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but like, explain that. Like, he thinks you're spending too much money, that the family doesn't have enough money, that he doesn't have enough money. What's the money issue?
That he can't do it anymore, that his dreams, you know, for the family has, you know, he's lost all hope in that we will be able to do things that we want to do as a family, and he can't do that anymore.
Okay, but does he think that he can do all of those things solo or like with someone else?
I don't know.
How old are your kids?
My eldest is 19, middle is 18, youngest is 14.
But okay. He knows, like, once you guys separate, he still has financial responsibility with the family.
Does he? I don't know.
To one of the kids.
Yeah. To the youngest one.
Yeah.
Right?
I also think it has to do with you have to pay because if they're still in school.
So mm-hmm. So he felt that the family wasn't going to live up to the dream that he had for the family because of financial reasons.
Mm-hmm.
So his decision was to just then cut ties with the family and go at it on his own, right? That's what you're saying? Mm-hmm.
Basically, yeah.
And you obviously had to go along with this because what other choice do you have?
I don't.
You don't. You're not working.
Part-time.
Yeah, okay. But like you can't say, hey, listen, we're going to get through this together. Like that's not the situation you're in.
I've tried. I even went to the point of saying, did you want to maybe do like some marriage counseling so we can work on us?
He's done. It sounds like he's done, right?
Like he's checked out.
Yeah. Yeah. He's done. You guys have been together 21 years. The kids are grown for the most part, and he's looking at how much life he has left and how he wants to live it. He's looking at his own version of what's going to make him happy, and the conclusions that he's come to is the thing that's going to make him happy is that if he's away from you guys, right?
It's more essentially away from me.
Away from you.
Mm. It was really weird because we went from being together as a family on like a Monday, then, you know, like a Tuesday, it was another, you know, beautiful day. And then Wednesday was like, hey, you know what? I'm done.
Obviously, he met a woman at some point in there.
I don't know.
Or somebody expressed interest in him.
The interest has come now. Mm. Like, and
as far as you know, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, no. And the thing is just like we had a very good relationship in the sense of, you know, I could look at his phone. We could play games together on each other's phones.
And yeah.
Then I started noticing things like, you know, turning away from me.
Gotcha.
Putting the phone in the pocket.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Trimming things that don't always get trimmed.
So. Okay, yeah. There you go. That's the one. So you're going. No. It's all good. You said it. We got it. So you have to go and find somebody to help you through this, right? Like, you can't do this on your own.
I did speak with a lawyer.
Yeah.
I know what's available to me, and okay. I know what is going to happen in that sense of that. But okay. It's just like.
So,
you sleep in the same bed as me.
In his head, you guys are done. You've made the agreement to stay together until the new year, and then he's going to go his way, and you're going to go your way. So in his head, is it cheating? No, I'm sure he says, we're not even together anymore. You know, the only reason why we're in this house is because we made the decision to stay together for the kids until the new year and until we can get things in place. So in his head, it's not cheating. Is it a scumbag move? Yes. Is it like the most disrespectful thing that he could do? Yes. So what are you hoping for here from us? Like, are you wanting to ask if it's like, cheating, or are you looking for some sort of solution, or what are you hoping for?
You see, this is the thing. You don't anticipate that it's going to end. You're hopeful that, you know, things will get better. You work on a few things and you try. But at the same time, it's like, I'm respectful to you because you are still my husband. I am still, you know, your wife, your partner.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to go and start looking for someone else when I come into the same bedroom as you. I almost feel like he's doing it to hurt me on purpose.
Yeah, yep. It makes it easier for him because it puts you in a position to end things quicker.
And he doesn't know that I know.
So I think that you should say, hey, listen, we've already made this decision. I'm talking to lawyers. We're going to sort all this out. I'm going to get every single thing I'm entitled to. But the one thing I can't have is I can't have you disrespecting me. So you got to figure something out because you're out there having sex with women, sending them videos, trimming things that don't usually get trimmed, and buying condoms. So the one thing that's not going to happen is you're not going to go and do that and then come back and sleep here. This is a tough one. Start with the lawyers and make sure that you're going through this the right way.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Sorry you're going through that.
No, it's okay. Thank you.
All right, love.
Take care.
Oh, my God. My heart.
Bye-bye. Thanks, guys.
Looking for some advice? Be a part of Roz and Mocha's Fix My Life. Text FML to 925-555.
Kiss 925.
To the left, to the left. To the left. That's my stuff, yes, if I bought it. Please don't touch, and keep talking, and that's fine. Could you walk and talk at the same time, then? It's my name, it's on that tag. So remove your bag, let me call you a cab. Standing in the front yard, telling me how I'm such a fool. Talking about how I'll never, ever find a man like you. You got me to stay.
left, to the left. Everything you own in the box, to the left. To the left, to the left.
Don't you ever for a second get to thinking you're irreplaceable.
That's my stuff, yes. If I bought it, say, don't touch.
Roz and Mocha.
Kiss 92.5.
Yo, what's up? It is 7:40, 17 degrees right now. 19 is where we're getting to this afternoon. Sun cloud mix for the day. We are the Roz and Mocha Show. Welcome. We are here weekdays, 6 to 10 a.m. Roz is here. I'm here. Maria's here.
Hey.
Cheesecake is here. David Mori is here. We also got a podcast available. We drop an episode every single day. Get it wherever you get your podcast from. Hit subscribe so get that notification every time an episode comes out.
There you go.
Hey, Mocha.
Yeah.
You ready?
Yeah.
Let's do the news.
A Roz and Mocha Show and Kiss 92.5 News Break.
Oh, the puns today are just too much.
Oh.
Don Deal. He's done it again. Trump won the election last night, in case you're just waking up and need your day somewhat ruined, depending on how you feel about that. The best was all the people out in the lines talking to voters yesterday. There were so many great clips, but I got to play you this one from CNN where they were talking to this dude about why he went out and voted.
Brian Flores, you just voted.
I did.
And who did you vote for?
For Harris.
And tell me about how you came to this decision.
So I wasn't going to vote at all until my girlfriend was blowing up my phone telling me to go vote. And if I didn't, she was going to break up with me. So now I'm here.
Was she seriously going to break up with you?
No, I made that up. She didn't say that.
Oh, my God, dude.
But it's funny to say that. So,
she asked you to vote for Harris.
She did.
And so you voted for Biden in 2020. But what were you going to do this time?
I wasn't going to vote at all.
You were just going to stay home.
I was going to stay home, eat some chips or something. I don't know.
Right. I'm keeping it real,
it's
though.
Just watch, because so many times, like, they're all taking it super seriously on the news, right? As they should. It's a very important election. But when the serious doesn't match, like, that level when they talk to an actual voter, where they're like, meh, 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 whatever,
yeah.
It's so awkward. It's so good.
Let's stay home and eat chips.
The Diplomat out on Netflix right now, season 2. Yes. I don't know if you watched that show at all, Mocha.
No. Anybody?
You watched that Cheesecake?
Finished it a couple days ago.
Season 2?
Season 2.
Who's in it?
Yeah.
Like, anybody I would know?
Kerry Russell.
Yeah.
Oh, love.
Yeah. Okay. And Alyssa Janney this season.
Love.
Okay. I will say this. If you have not watched The Diplomat, and maybe you don't think it's your thing because it's like, it's about the U.S. ambassador to the U.K., but like, there's a lot of shady political business. Like, for me, it sort of fills the void of those kind of early seasons of Homeland.
Oh,
right?
Great.
Where it's like great political, totally. Like the writing is amazing. And I will say this. If you are on the fence about watching it because you sort of went in the first season, get in season 2, because the finale of season 2 may be one of the best season finales of a television show I've ever seen.
Really?
Season 2 is fast. It's only 6 episodes,
yeah.
And it's super fast-paced.
How good is that finale compared to other finales?
Real. It reminds me of House of Cards season 1. I won't spoil it for anybody who hasn't seen it,
yes.
But it reminds me of that.
Very much like House of Cards season 1. So it's already been renewed for a third season. They're working on it, and so that'll be out soon. So
it's a Netflix show, though.
It's a Netflix show, and it is like oh my God, season 2 is so good. And Shem's right, it's 6 episodes, low commitment.
Okay.
But Kerry Russell is like God. Yeah. She's so good in this show. Uh-huh. It's crazy.
Is season one also six episodes?
Okay. No, it's eight. Yeah. Have you ever seen The Americans with Kerry Russell? She's just as good. But it's fantastic.
God, Adam Lambert lost a lot of weight. Did you see this? Did you see the pictures of Adam Lambert?
Ozempic, right?
Mounjaro.
Oh, so same.
and he actually said it. He was on the Today Show yesterday, and there was a picture of him walking on the sidewalk, and he looks like tiny. Because if you look at the before and after pictures, like there was a picture that the Daily Mail posted of him at the beach, and he lost like 60 pounds on Adam Lambert's body. It looks like a lot of weight. And he had said that he was on Mounjaro, and he said that he lost 60 pounds, that he was feeling amazing. He goes, I eat, but I eat lighter and I eat less. And he went on to say, and I know that there's a lot of chatter about, oh, you're taking the medication away from diabetes patients. And he goes, I mean, quite frankly, that's the pharmaceutical industry's issue, not mine. They need to keep up with production. So that was Adam Lambert, but lost a lot of weight. I keep forgetting that Nelly and Ashanti are a couple again and have a kid, right? Yeah. Because they dated, it was like back in like early 2000s, right? They hooked up and then they split. And then they got back together in like last year, right? Mm-hmm. And had a kid, and they were just in Vegas celebrating Nelly's birthday. Mm-hmm. And E.T. asked them, hey, it would be great if you guys did a residency as like Nelly and Ashanti in Vegas.
Oh, that'd be amazing.
And Nelly was like, funny you should say that.
No way.
We've already had talks with people about this.
Really?
So there may be Nelly Ashanti residency in Vegas, which would kind of be dope, right?
That'd be amazing. Fire. And they don't even have to do like, months long. Like 50 Cent announced he's only got like a 6-night residency in Vegas in December.
Yeah, that's a stopover. That's not a residency. That's to
fill time.
Yeah, yeah.
Make some bucks.
Yeah, like if you're not living there, right? Yeah. That's not a residency.
That's great for the two of them.
Would you see that show? Would you see Nelly and Ashanti?
Yeah.
Shem?
Oh my God, absolutely. The amount of hits they have between the two of them? Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. What, did they have a song together? What was the song they had together?
They had one together,
right?
Like in the early.
Remind me what Ashanti's big song was.
Foolish.
That's what it was. Thank you. Nelly, Maury.
And Mesmerize as well.
Nelly's big song, Maury.
Hot in Her?
Yeah, you remember this song?
Oh, yes.
Ashanti.
Right?
Yeah.
See, my days are cold without you, but I'm hurting my
wheel. Yeah, I'd be down with this. And then Nelly coming out.
Oh, Nelly would be amazing.
Doing all his hits. Go ahead, Roz. Start rounding off.
I wanted to say country grammar. Am I wrong?
Yeah, you're right.
Thank you.
How does that song go?
Never mind. You all know it.
No. I need a refresher, please.
Isn't that the one?
Do it again.
I don't know any other words other than he might be in a Range Rover.
One more than news with Roz and Mocha. Get it at 640, 740, and 840.
On KISS 92.5.
Getting
super close to never sober. From broke to having focus, my price range is over. Now I'm knocking like Jehovah. Let me in, Bill Gates, Donald Trump. Let me in, spin. I got money to lend my friends. Now we in, candy bands, skin, wood, and tears. Now I win, and let me in twins. Now I sin, through the pen, I make my ends. Now I'm down, down, in your street, and I'm ready to rock. Boom, 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 ready to let it go. Shit, shit, it up, listen to it fast. Light it up and take a bug, pass it to me now. Down, down, in your street, and I'm ready to rock. Boom, 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 boom.
Celebrate mornings with Roz and Mocha.
On KISS 92.5.
Traffic dies while we are racing home. Mounted lights cover the open road. I'll be making, cause I've been chasing another.
And weekends from noon to 4.
KISS 92.5's Needy or Greedy.
You know that I'm greedy.
KISS 92.5.
Tis the season to enjoy Swiss Chalet's festive special. Our famous rotisserie chicken, cranberry, stuffing, Lindor chocolates, and a scratch and win card. The festive special. Only $17.99, only at Swiss Chalet. Visit SwissChalet.com for contest details. Participating locations, white meat, taxes, and upgrades extra.
Installing a TV on a wall sounds simple, right?
That was easy.
Did you find the stud?
You're looking at him.
Oof.
I can fix that.
Saving up to $900 on car and home insurance with Bel Air Direct is simple. Bel Air Direct. Insurance simplified. Certain conditions apply.
Princess Margaret Home Lottery presents the all-new Wander List. We curated your 10 most desired destinations. And now, 20 lucky winners will take an incredible journey or $80,000 cash. Bora Bora Bliss, Parisian cafes, Japanese cherry blossoms, the Super Bowl, and more. Buy your Wander List tickets on their own or add on to your home lottery ticket. Where will you wander? Discover more at PrincessMargaretLotto.com. Play responsibly. Raffle 1380966. See website for rules and regulations.
At Walmart, you can save more this holiday season with rollback prices on all our top toys. Save $10 on a Lego Creator toy set. Now only $29.86 each. Only available at Walmart. Save money. Live better.
Take back your free time with PC Express Online grocery delivery and pickup. Get in-store promos, PC Optimum points, and more free time. And still get groceries. Shop now at PCExpress.ca.
Desjardins Insurance cares a lot about their clients. In fact, it's packed with such a ginormous amount of vast and substantial care that's bursting with even more whoppingly humongous and colossal care. You might be a little surprised when we tell you that all of that care fits in the palm of your hand. With the Desjardins Insurance mobile app, you'll get a big hand with 24/7 paper-free access to all of your home and auto policies, including your digital pink slip. Get insurance that's really big on care at Desjardins.com/care.
You might not think much about how a strong Canadian oil and gas industry affects your daily life. From getting where we need to go, to essentials we need delivered, to things we rely on to keep society running. But what if that system suddenly stopped working? How much would you miss the time when you didn't have to think about it? See how we're helping Canada run smoothly at Synovus.com.
Need to send money in another currency? With Wise, you can send money internationally without hidden fees. From dollars to dong, pounds to pesos, euros to yen, you could save up to 3 times compared to major banks. Send money with Wise in more than 40 currencies without getting ripped off. See how much you could save. Download the Wise app today. Wise, the app for doing things in other currencies. Terms and conditions apply.
Heard of Uline? You know, the have-it-all in-stock, ready-to-deliver shipping and industrial supply specialists. The company that does things for you that are unheard of, like keeping 41,000 items in stock in our own warehouses. With customer service reps on the line to get you what you need, when you need it, 24/7, 365, every time. Maybe you heard it here first. Want to hear more? Visit uline.ca. Uline, your shipping and industrial supply specialists.
Did you know you can watch all your favorite crime shows for free on Pluto TV?
Totally free?
Totally free. They've got CSI New York, NCIS, Hawaii Five-O, Rookie Blue, Nash Bridges, all for free.
There's something suspicious going on here.
Nothing suspicious, just hundreds of hours of free crime shows. On Pluto TV, crime never pays, and neither do I.
Pluto TV.
Stream now, pay never.
CKIS-FM is Toronto's KISS 92.5.
Home of the Roz and Mocha Show.
Brought to you by RedTag.ca. Travel made easy.
I can see the sunset. And in your eyes, and we ain't even done yet. Don't wanna go home yet. Spent the whole day with you, and we ain't even done yet. Don't you hate goodbyes? Rather say good morning than goodnight. Don't I can't even pretend. No matter how I try, my body wants to know we cannot hide. I don't want this night to end. If only I could stop the sunrise.
92.5's Needy
or Greedy.
Dan Mori, are you the one that picked today's keyword that people got to text in? No?
Mori's not taking any credit for it.
That was a furious head shake.
Who picked it? Do you know? Was it our boss, Alex? Who picked
it? Alex
yeah. picked this word?
Yeah.
No. Are you serious?
Yeah. Okay. Okay. I trust him.
Anyway. The keyword you need all day today, because we're going to play now until 6 p.m. every single hour, is nachos.
That's a great word.
Nachos is what you are texting along with your name to 925-555.
National Nachos Day.
Did you suggest this to Alex? And then he was like...
I had nothing to do with it.
Are you sure?
1,000%.
Okay.
All right. Anyway. The keyword is nachos.
There we go.
That's what you're texting along with your name to 925-555. We got some free money with Needy or Greedy. We'll tell you how that game is played after Taylor Swift and after when we get you on the radio. It's Kiss 92.5. Good morning.
I can read your mind. She's having the time of her life. There in her glittering prime, the lights reflect sequined stars off her silhouette every night. I can show you lies. Cause I'm a real tough kid, I can handle it. They said, babe, you gotta fake it till you make it, and I did. Lights, camera, and smile, even when you wanna die. He said he loved me all his life, but that life was too short. Breaking down, I hit the floor. All the pieces of me shattered as the crowd was chanting more. I was grinning like I'm winning. I was hitting my marks. Cause I can do it with a broken heart. Cause I can do it with a bow.
92.5's Needy
or Greedy.
All right. Georgia, hello. It's Roz and Mocha.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What's going on, Georgia?
Nothing. Just got to work.
All right. What do you do for a living?
I'm an optician.
Nice.
What's that?
Yeah. I deal with glasses, contact lenses, all that.
I got you.
Yeah.
Okay, Georgia, the game is Needy or Greedy. We got some free cash here that could be yours in the next couple of seconds.
Perfect.
So all you got to do is make a decision. Fairly easy decision. You can choose to be needy, and we're going to give you $92, or you can choose to be greedy, and if you do that, you got to try and guess the exact amount right now in the jackpot. Last night, Alicia called in at 6 o'clock, and her guess was $1,016, and she was wrong, and the jackpot is actually higher. So, Georgia, knowing that, what are you going to do? Are you going to be needy, or are you going to be greedy?
I'm going to be greedy.
There we go. All right, I love it. Georgia, what is your greedy guess?
I'm going to go 1,018.
$1,018.
Yes.
All right.
Good guess.
If you are in possession of that money, what would you do with it?
Either vacation or bills.
Interesting.
Let's find out if you're right.
Come on. Come on, Georgia. Come on. Do it. Hit the thing.
Sorry, girl.
It's okay. Was it higher or lower?
It's higher.
Higher. Okay. Next time.
It's higher.
All right, Georgia. Appreciate you. Thank you so much for listening. Have a great day, okay?
You too. Bye.
All right, love.
That is exactly how Needy Greedy is played. The keyword you need all day today is nachos. Text out with your name to 925-555. We're going to play again at 9 a.m. All right. So.